was garnered, but the clerics came away believing that the evil priest was part of a conspiracy, one of conquest that still threatens us, or so I must assume. That only increases the importance of my task. Again, many moments passed before Catterly was able to continue. He looked at the sunshine, at the white squirrel, and pushed away Percival's staring eyes. Bargine served the goddess Tolona, and that bodes ill indeed for us all. The Lady of Poison is a vile deity of chaos, restricted by no moral code. But I am hard-pressed to explain one discrepancy. Bargine hardly fit the description of a Talonite disciple. He had not scarred himself in any visible way, as priests worshipping the Lady of Poison typically do. The holy symbol he wore, though, the trident with small vials atop each point, does resemble the triangular, three-teardrop design of Tolona. But with this, too, we have been led down a trail that leads only to guesses. More exact information must be gained, and gained soon, I fear. This day, my quest has taken a different turn. Prince Elbereth of Shilmista, a most respected elf lord, has come to the library, bearing gloves taken from a band of marauding bugbears in the wood. The insignia on these gloves match